Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fergie Jenkins. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Horta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carbo. Horta reaches second base with a double. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a fly ball into center field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Yastrzemski steals second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Carbo strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott juggles the ball. That's an error on Scott. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Soderholm. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Doyle applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer fields the ball and throws to Johnson covering. Safe. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burleson. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Burleson steals second. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle strikes out. Essien drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Doyle out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Jim Essien batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Essien hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr strikes out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive towards first. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gamble. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Doyle applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans strikes out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive towards the mound. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Soderholm reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hobson. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Essien bunts towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Soderholm moves to third. Lemon moves to second. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Carbo who is chasing the ball. Garr reaches third base with a triple. Soderholm scores. Lemon scores. It's 3 to nothing, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 2 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Horta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson misplays the ball. That's an error on Burleson. Spencer moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Soderholm hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Spencer moves to third. Gamble moves to second. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Evans reaches third base with a triple. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Hobson moves to third. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Dave Coleman pinch hits for Denny Doyle. Dave Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin now playing second base. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Essien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Gar hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Essien moves to third. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Gar moves to second. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Orta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Zisk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Yastrzemski moves to second. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to third. Scott moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carbo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Laron Lagro now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. Yastrzemski scores. Scott moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-2, White Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. Fisk moves to third. It's 6-3, White Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evans who is chasing the ball. Soderholm reaches third base with a triple. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Soderholm tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, White Sox. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Garr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Burleson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller pinch hits for Doug Griffin. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Rice strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.